It was awesome. It was so much fun. We got to do two nights there at the Grand Northern Casino. And I forgot how much fun casino gigs are. Because everybody who goes there is there, obviously, to take in all the fun things of the casino. They want to play. They want to socialize, have fun. But there are people who go there just to check out the band, you know, and they do really good promo. They had our poster up. So it was so much fun. People made requests and they were dancing. It was such good energy.
Going back, because I saw the post on your Facebook when you guys were performing in Grand Prairie, and you had wrote just a couple kids from the settlement who were wild enough to go get after it. So did you ever think that you would kind of be living this dream that so many people have?
In a lot of ways, yes. I was young. I, like, from the time that I picked up instruments, I always knew that I wanted to play music and just do that and be on stage and create and just have fun in that sense, because that's just like huge, it's a huge part of, and I know it's a huge part of who Matt is as well. So yeah, it's kind of wild. Like, I was posting that video and I was trying to think of a caption, and I was like, this is perfect, because it's just like, you know, you could see our sashes on the mic stands, and I always have my sash tied to the end of my fiddles. Yeah, it's kind of one of those moments where you pause and you reflect and you're like, oh, I'm here. I'm doing what I wanted to do.
Because you kind of said, like, yeah, I wanted this as a dream. So you kind of, like, had that drive to make it happen. Has there ever been a time where something didn't work out or you were just like, this isn't working? Like, how do you keep that drive going to stay positive going through this?
Definitely. There have been many times. I've been doing this for a long time. And yeah, I mean, anything that you pursue career-wise or purpose-wise, actually more so purpose-wise, there are going to be roadblocks. I think that's just a way to redirect and or confirm that you're heading in the right direction. You know, things come into your path that challenge you and are there for a reason to show you, like, you know, what you're made of and what you're capable of. So what I do when I do get into those moments where I notice that, okay, this isn't working the way that I thought, or maybe I had a vision for how something would go, I just try something different. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be the type to just keep pushing through it, and that would just kind of burn me out, or, you know, it would take the sparkle away from whatever I'm working on. So I learned a lot about that in recording. Like, when I was recording last fall, I ran into a lot of times and issues where I was, like, very frustrated with where I was. So yeah, just being able to take a break and zoom out was really helpful for me. But just keep pushing through and maybe try something different or call a friend.
Yeah.
There's always a way to work around.
So your debut single, it's called Many Miles. So why did you want to put this song out, and what is it about?
Yes, Many Miles is a really special song to myself and my family. Why I chose to put this song out first is because I wanted to honor my dad. So this song is about my dad, who passed in 2022, and he was my biggest fan. He was my best friend. He was just so kind, and he spread joy and laughter everywhere he went, and he also just really loved music. So Many Miles came from something that he used to tell me when, you know, we were reminiscing about the old times, when he would drive me to every gig, every jam, lesson, talent show in Northern Alberta when I was learning how to play. And I would be sitting in the back of the truck playing fiddle and just, you know, figuring it out. And he would play, like, old country, like George Jones. And he would be saying, like, many miles. Hey, honey, we always drove many miles. Because we put a lot of kilometers on that truck.
Wow.
So, yeah, I wanted to honor him. And I kind of made a promise to myself that the first music, like, the first original song that I would put out would be his.
That is amazing. And then also coming up in the summer, you have an EP coming out. What's the title and what can we expect from it?
Yes, the title is 1992, which is the year that I was born. And what you can expect is a slice of time, what it sounded like, what it felt like, what it was like to grow up in Buffalo Lake Métis settlement or any Métis settlement as a young mixed Indigenous girl, you know, trying to figure out her place in the world, and the honoring the influences as well of the people that were around me who encouraged me. And yeah, some of the struggles growing up there as well in that, in the place that I was at, being so in love with where I grew up and loving the land and what it offered me, but also feeling this deep calling to leave and go somewhere else, because you know that, you know, you maybe there's something bigger for you.